Barbarian tribes of Rome. The Celts. The Romans and the Celts and the rise of Caesar. The Romans and the Celts came into contact with one another during a Celtic migration when the Celts marched into and passed the Po Valley and sacked Rome in 390 BCE. However, the Romans did not take this defeat lightly, and by 283 BCE, they had recovered enough to begin marching against the Celtic tribes in Italy that they felt posed a risk to the safety of Rome. The Romans defeated the most powerful Celtic tribe in Italy, the Sunones, and expelled them from Italy. Finally, the Celts were restricted to simply the Po Valley. But the Romans were not free from the Celts just yet. The First Punic War, fought between Rome and Carthage, began in 264 BCE and lasted until 241 BCE. And this meant that Rome was not paying much attention to northern Italy. So the Celtic tribes, who were still migrating from the other side of the Alps, began taking control of more and more territory. Specifically, the Boii teamed up with other Celtic tribes, such as the Geste and the Insubres and the Taurisci, and began marching south into Italy. They were stopped, however, in 225 BCE at Telamon, and the Romans followed up with the campaigns that allowed them to win back the territory the Boii had conquered. A brief period of peace came afterwards, but then Hannibal employed Celtic mercenaries in the Second Punic War, 218 to 201 BCE, as he marched into Rome. But the Celts were once again unable to beat the Romans in battle. The Roman victory over Carthage in the Second Punic War eliminated the danger in the south, and thus allowed the Romans to turn their attention back to the Celtic-controlled parts of northern Italy. The result of this effort was a peace treaty with the Cenomani tribe in 225 BCE and the conquest of Como in 196 BCE, and the establishment of a colony in Bologna in 196 BCE. These successes successfully pacified the northern part of Italy. However, it did not stop Celtic tribes from crossing over the Alps and entering the Po Valley. And because these tribes would have no affiliation or connection with those already in Italy, they raided Roman settlements as they saw fit, creating problems for the Romans for the next decade. Typically, the Roman army, which was much stronger and more organized than the Celts, was almost always able to drive the Celts back and retake territory. But this constant warfare drained Roman resources and made it difficult for them to focus their attention elsewhere. This is why the conquest and pacification of all Gaul became a primary goal for the Romans in the first century BCE, especially with the rise of Julius Caesar. Although Caesar's rise to power in southern Spain, which was rather far from the nearest Celtic tribes who were in the north of Spain, his ascension in Roman politics is significant to the history of the Celts in that it led to their eventual conquest. Caesar was elected to the Roman consulship, the highest political position in the Roman Empire and the Roman Republic, in 59 BCE. But to do so, he needed to go into political debt with a man named Crassus, and another considerably powerful citizen who played a significant role in the determining of public affairs in Rome. This is because Caesar had incurred a good deal of financial debt during his time as governor in Spain, and Crassus covered his debt in exchange for political support. However, Caesar's tenure as consul ended at the end of 59 BCE. He was granted control over Cisalpine Gaul, which is northern Italy, Illyricum, the modern-day nation of Croatia, and later Transalpine Gaul, southern France. This left him with a considerable amount of power, and because he still had several legions under his command, it also meant he had the means to go on a military expedition, something that would have provided him with the spoils needed to pay his debt. Caesar would eventually move on the tribes throughout Gaul, which were nearly all Celtic, but this was actually not his initial intention. As mentioned, the Romans had established good relations with different Celtic tribes in Gaul, and this had made their cultures wealthy and powerful. Instead, Caesar planned to march on the Germanic tribes in the north of Gaul, largely because they themselves had been advancing south into Gaul, a move Caesar interpreted as a threat. However, when the Celts learned of Caesar's intention to move north, they interpreted this as a declaration of war against them, and they too began to prepare for battle. Caesar took this as an act of aggression, so he changed his target and marched into Gaul to conquer the various tribes that had been occupying the territory. All of this means that Caesar's decision to launch the Gallic Wars against the various Celtic tribes in Gaul was really the result of a series of miscommunications and misinterpretations. However, no matter what the reason, Caesar was marching north, and this would have a profound impact on the Celtic culture and Celtic history. Now, the sources for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owen, the civilization of the steppes by Conrad, and the history of the barbarians, which is a whole series on different groups. And this would, of course, be the Celt version. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.